Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You do not have to beg anybody for anything. You do not have to be dependent on another man. You got a seed. You got a way out. You don't got a seed. You got a God who will get you a seed. And put it in your hand. You don't have to come kowtowing to anybody. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're in charge in this world. I don't care how much money they've got. You don't have to beg anybody for anything. Amen. Nobody. God don't even want you begging Him. God's seed. It's not a seed of beggars. These are His kids. They don't have to beg. God's kids having to beg is like God can't take care of His own family. Like God didn't have any resources. Oh, when you see this, makes no difference where you come from, who you folks were, how low you've been, how hard it's been. You can look up and you can say, I'm coming out of here because I got a seed. I got a seed in me. I am a seed. I got a seed in my hand. I got a seed in my mind. I got a seed in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I can plant this seed and God will make it come up. And I'm coming out. I'll never forget the first seed Phyllis and I sowed in faith, financial seed. Looking back now, the financial seed came long after other seed. We begin to get the seed of the Word of God taught to us through tapes and through materials. And we begin to feed night and day, and that seed begin to get in us and bring faith to us and enlightenment and vision and hope and expectation. And finally, we got in a meeting one time and we had $10 to our name in life between us. And the Lord dealt with us, so $5 in this offering. Now I grew up in church. I'd take my little change and put it in the Sunday school plate. But it was just routine. It was just tradition. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
We weren't sowing seed. We were contributing to a charity.
Yes.
We were making a charitable donation.
Yes.
We were giving it away because we were such lovely people. That's ignorant people. No, you're not just giving it away. We got a revelation that you sow on purpose. You plant a seed. The kind of seed you want to reap off of. In the kind of ground you want to be like. And in the kind of ground you want to reap out of. And you stand your ground. We sowed at $5. I never forget it. Looking back now, decades ago, that's when we started coming out. We took our other $5 and went and bought a tape on prosperity because we needed it. And the seed of that word got in us. Changed the way we thought. Changed the way we believed. Changed the way we talked. Quit poor mouthing. Quit making excuses. Did you hear me? Well, we're just so-and-so, and we're from here, and we've only got this, and we've only known that. Well, you can be saying that the next time I see you, or you can let this get in you. You can let this get in you, that you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you, and He supplies all your needs by His riches and glory. That seed can get in you. Germinate, change who you are, change what you are. Change where you're going. He said, he that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, everybody say precious seed. Precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves. What sheaves? Harvest. What did he start out with? Seed, and it was precious seed. And he was going through a time where he was crying. But next thing we see, he comes rejoicing, hauling all his sheaves with him. Will that work for you? In every area of your life. You might be hurting, you might be crying, but have you got a seed? Have you got a seed? Not just money seed. Have you got a seed? Can you put a word seed into the ground? Can you get the word seed in you? Every action is a seed. I know a friend of mine's pastor of a good, strong, thriving church in another state. I went and spoke for him not too long ago. And I taught him at Rhema. And while he was there, he and his wife and his three little boys, he came to me, he said, Brother Keith, I ain't got no money, but I'm getting so much in your classes. He said, I want to sow into you. I said, well, I appreciate that. He said, but I ain't got no money. I said, okay, God will give you seed to sow. He said, what can I do? I said, he said, I can cut grass. I said, well, I appreciate that, but you know, I can cut my own grass. And I got some folk that helped me in. And he come back a while later. He said, you sure you don't need that grass cut? And I said, well, he said, because I could sow that. And I said, well, I can cut my own grass. And I got some help too. And a few months passed by, the Lord dealt with me. Let him cut that grass. He did. Now see, a lot of folk don't understand. Well, yeah, you think you're a big shot. People come on and cut your grass. You don't even know what you're talking about. Do you see some things here? I really didn't want to do it right then. But he said, no, he needs to sow this and you need to let him sow it. I said, okay. Well, it wasn't convenient for him. I don't know how he got the mower. They hardly had anything. And he had his boys with him because his wife had to work during that part of the time. And he'd bring them and they were so well behaved. Three little doorsteps. They'd sit on the sidewalk, watch him mow the grass. And it was hot. And he'd cut that grass and he'd cut that grass. I mean, like clockwork, he cut. I think sometimes he cut it extra. But what's he doing?
Sowing.
He's sowing his seed. He's sowing ministry seed. Can you see this? He wants to sow in this particular ground and he's got it on his heart, but he doesn't have money. But is his action a seed?
Yes.
Every step behind that mower is a seed. Because he's not just cutting grass. It's a heart. Of love for the kingdom, faith. Can you see it? Every time that mower makes a swipe, he's thinking about the kingdom. He loves the kingdom. He loves the ministry. He loves the word. I've seen people like him again and again and again. When he got through with school and he went to do what he needed to do, boom. I mean, here comes the harvest. Here it comes. Things just begin to blossom. Here's a church. It just grows. It just takes off. People go, wow. That just kind of fell on him, didn't it? People said about this church, oh, Brother Keith, you just walked into that, didn't you? Church was just sitting there waiting. Well, no. Harvest. Come on now, harvest. Harvest comes when you sow your seed. And it's not just money. Money is the smallest part of it. You sow your heart. You sow your mind. You sow your words. Your life is a seed. Go back to Matthew 13. Let's finish reading this. Matthew 13. He said, verse 18, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. What's the devil interested in? Stealing the seed. Because he knows the power of the seed. He knows if that seed gets in you and germinates and starts growing, there's nothing he can do to stop the harvest. So what does he try to do? Keep you from being in service. Keep you from reading your Bible. Or if you're there, get you daydreaming about something else. Did you hear me? So that the seed comes. See, the seed was sown, wasn't it? But what happened? It didn't get in. It just fell on the surface. Fell off by the wayside. In every one of these cases, we'll read the other couple here in a moment, but every one of them, it wasn't the seed's fault that they got no results and no harvest. It wasn't the sower's fault. What was the difference? The ground. The ground. Let's keep reading. He said, he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that hears the word and anon with joy receives it, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution rises because of the word, by and by he's offended. And he that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word in the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Now let's just stop right here. Those thorns, what did they come from? Did they come from a seed too? Are you seeing this now? Can you have bad seeds and good seeds in the same patch of ground? But what's happening in that case? The more bad seed that's growing and developing, it takes away from the nourishment of the good seed. And here in this case, what happened? The bad seed did what? Is that even possible?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible to come to church and to read your Bible and to listen to good materials and get good seed in you? Seed that produces faith and joy and victory. But yet, the rest of the week, let seeds of doubt and fear and failure get in you. Is it possible to give more heed to the bad seed until the bad seed chokes out your faith? Chokes out your victory? Has it happened too many times?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402H. That's R1402H, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.